touch on three massive topics that we spent a lot of time, that we got, almost got stuck in every single one of them. And he's going to have a mahalo on all three of those things. So in many ways, it's a culmination we've been learning for almost 2 weeks. We'll finally get to some, hopefully some maskanas. So it's going to take us 2 days. What I'm going to do in the first 5 minutes now is summarize those particular topics before you even begin reading the qisas. Okay? So I just want to show you how beautiful everything, at least it's going to start out. Whether we're going to come out with clarity, that we need to daven for Siyata D'Shmaya. We need to daven together for Siyata D'Shmaya to be able to, because it's not been easy. Davod and Makos is not easy. Okay, first of all, let me even pick up where you left off with yesterday with Rav Yoel. The Rashash yesterday pointed out that Tosos is taking sides in the issue that we saw in the Ritva. And that is that for Tziruf to take place, you don't need full Eidah. Tosos seems to say that. On the bottom, over here, Alma lo be'inan, says Tosis, three lines before the Y. Shiei kol ashnaim shemikan ro'enes elu mikan ela b'chad tzadi. This is the position that we saw in the Ritva. I'll just review that we said that we need to still save the Ritva, right? Because the Ritva had a bomb kasha from the Shagas Aryeh. The bomb kasha was that if only one of them is seeing that, like Tosa seems to be assumed, Tosa seems to be like this Ritva, that you don't need for Tziruf to take place, that Reuven and Shimon to see Levi and Yehuda. So in such a case, it seems that for Tziruf, there on the one hand, the aid is not, the fellow is not considered as we described Haggadah Seidus, yet the Gura Sari, the Shagas Aryeh, asked on our pshat, if that would be so then why is it that we don't say that Levi and Yehuda should be Sosa, or in this case, the way we described before with the Safran Zvulun, should be Sosa Ruve. So that's issue number one, that we're going to see that eventually the Sosa is going to come back to. Okay, that's issue number one. Issue number two is an issue that we struggled in the Minei Bay and Tosas. And that is, when does a possel a cat? When does a possel mess up a cat? So we had the position of the Bali Tosas, which we were confused about. And I want to show you the Shita and Muki Yosef that I once put on the Maran Mekomas. You should know the Shita that the Muki Yosef quotes from the Ramah. Let's take a look at that. On our daf, in Dibra Maskil Lemetzi Asisa. So our Gemara had said on Amud Aleph, we asked the Eidim whether they came to, the Mishnah even says, that we asked the Eidim whether they came to see or they were to witness. So from that, Gemara seems to say that it's the time that they see that's Koveya. So the Ramah writes the following. For Ramah Kosev. Everybody have it in the Mukhi Yosef? For Ramah Kosev. It's on Beis on the Beis. I can only tell you in the standard edition or in the Vilna Shas. Beis on the Beis, it's about 15 lines on the bottom. Where is in the Ozvadar? Davov. It's a separate paragraph. Starts by Ramah or it starts with Metzi? Okay, it starts by Ramah. Ramah Kosev. The Ozvadar mean, I mean, the Metzi also do some Shera. Dafka below the low es idu bahadi adoni. It's only if they didn't testify together. But bezem etal kidei dibur. Avol me idu kol acha b'sel kidei dibur shel chavera idusam b'teila. The ikar edus b'shas havol. So the Muki Yosef and the Ramah deal with the problem that there seem to be contradictory gemaras about what joined them together, and he says like this. If they testify together, then for sure Nimtzachem and Karo Apostle is going to be a problem. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that whether they testify together or they see together, that could make them apostle. And the Ramah says that if they testify together, for sure, then they're going to be apostle, even if they didn't see together. Even if they didn't see, that also, says the Ramah, joins them together. What's the Shita of the Bali Tosfos? So we were very confused what the Shita of Bala Tosfos are. I'm just really summarizing, I just added the Shita of the Ramah that I never spelled out before. What do we know from the Bala Tosfos? So we know two Tosfos. Number one, we know Tosfos on Vav Amid Aleph. The Tosfos on Vav Amid Aleph said, Abul Bishvil Re'iyah L'chudolo, that when it comes to Eidus, it's not simply Re'iyah, it's also Haggadah. Although our Tosfos on Vav Amid Aleph said, in regards to the Karav of Basel, even Re'iyah. So how did we reconcile? So we reconcile that you mean both. That's how we learned the Bala Tosfos. Now, take a look at the Ksos that you have. If you don't have the Ksos on the page, it could be you'll even have it on the page. That on the daf, do you guys have the Shulchan Aruch on the daf? If you don't, then that's fine as well. But I gave you on the Marim Kos, I want you to see it. There are two dais in Shulchan Aruch about this issue. Says the Mechaber in Simin Lamed Vav Sif Aleph. In other words, what we're doing now is we're bringing the sugya together through the eyes of the Shulchan Aruch, and then we're going to see that it's going to be ripped apart in the Ksos. So let's take a look. Simin Lamed Vav Aleph. Eidim Rabim Shinim Tzachon Aparo Apostle Yusam Betel Bamedvar Mamurim Bizman Shinis Gavnu Kulam Laheyid. That's like the Mishnah we saw in Vav Lamed Aleph. Avon Lo Nisgavnu Kulam Laheyid Nisgai Meidus Bishar. And then he says how we're bodek then. Imimsa Be'elu, skipping a couple lines down in the Shulchan Aruch. Oh, for you and those Vahadar, you have it in the back of those Vahadar, you have it Lamed Vav Aleph. Imimsa Be'elu, Shinisgav Laheyid Karov Apostle Eidusam Betela. So a simple reading of our sugya is once if you have niskavnu lehayid karav apostle, so then in such a case it's going to botch it. What about Haggadah? Haggadah is not critical at all. Says the Mechaber, v'yeshomrim, skipping a little bit to the Mechaber, v'yeshom shafilu kivein liros kidei lehayid eino posel. Elim came ball the bayit vihayit, bezdin vihayit, detarti bayinon. And it turns out that the Hagdara that we gave in the Bala Tosfos is exactly the way the Mechaber in the Beis Yosef understands the Bala Tosfos and the Rosh. And that is that Kiva Laharus is not alone enough to be posel, like the first day of the Mechaber. But the Bala Tosfos that we struggled with is as the Shulchan Aruch describes, that Kivin Lahayit alone is not enough to posel, but rather, Elim Kain Bala Bezdin Vehayit Tatar Tibayin. And that's the way the Talmidim read the Tosfos, when the Tosfos said, Riyo L'chud is not enough to be posel. Now this Shita is going to be taken apart by the Ksais. The Ksais is going to examine this Shita from every single possible angle. That's going to be issue number two that we've spent a lot of time discussing that the Ksais is going to address. Issue number three that the Ksais is going to address, basically every single major issue that we've discussed the last 3 weeks is going to come up in this Ksais. So you got to be holding in all the... There's no way someone who's just learning Shulchan Aruch and the Shach, so maybe he could fake himself out of the Shach, but there's no way he could follow the Ksais without doing the Gemara Rashi Tosfos as well. You have to really, 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 and the basic Rishon is around that one. It's one of these types of things you have to be holding in the whole sugya, be familiar with all the issues that come out from the Gemara Rashi Tosfos to really, really appreciate what's going on here in the Ksais. Issue number three that he's going to discuss is that difficult Rambam that I made reference to when we did the Tosfos, and I attempted to contrast the Rambam and Ravid to the Tosfos. That was when we were downstairs in Rabben's room, the stage room, that's what they call it. So we saw that quickly. Now let's take a look. Is that where Rabben Gilshir? No, he is in a blue room. Rav Korn Gilshir. So let's take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Eidus, Perechof, Halach Gimel, and remind ourselves again of that interesting Rambam, and the Ksais is going to revisit that as well. Let's take a look. Hayah Eidim Shlosha Filu Meya, Ime Eidu Bebezim Zachar Zeh, Vehayit Kol Echa Meyem, So the Rambam tells us that we have a halacha of Aji Yizumu as Kulam. Avol Ma Yehefsek Ben Zelaze, Yesem Ichtei Dibur, Shehu Kidei Sheila Shalom Tam Rav. But if there was a break between the Haggadah of one and the other, Hare Nechleka Eidus, then the Eidus is divided, Vashnaim Shehuzmu Nen Nashim, and the two that were zoomed get punished, Vashnaim Achim Shehaya Bein Divrayim V'Divrei Shonim Hefsek Einen Nashim, and Rume and Shimon, who haven't been zoomed, don't get punished. Va'afal pi shebatal eidus kula mipnei shein kadachas hol v'nifsala mitzasa nifsala kula. We saw in the Rambam, Perech Chaf Halacha Gimel, a big chiddush that the Ravid was very much bothered by. That the Rambam said, now we're going to really sit on the Rambam. Then I just made reference to the Rambam. Now we're going to sit on this Rambam, and we're going to see that Tzos is going to delve into it as well. And that is, the Rambam says that even though we say that part of the kat that we're zoomed has nothing to do with the other part of the kat, why? Because they weren't made with Tolkidei Dibur, and the Gemara in Vav and Aleph told us that Tolkidei Dibur is going to be critical. Nevertheless, the Rambam says an amazing chiddush that the Ravid doesn't understand. And that amazing chiddush is that we don't kill Reuven and Nidon, even though Shimon and Yehuda, as far as we know, are all telling the truth. Levi and Yehuda have nothing to do with Reuven and Shimon. Why do Levi and Yehuda have nothing to do with Reuven and Shimon? Because they weren't made b'toch kidei dibur. Nevertheless, since Reuven and Shimon and Levi and Yehuda were made on the same thing, and Levi and Yehuda were zoomed, then we say, says the Rambam, hold the nifsas amiksasa nifsasa nifsala kula. Frek the Ravid, any other mahu. It's shnei kitos. Lama tivatal eidu hakata achrona. Why are we going to move out to the last kat? Now at that time, we already anticipated maybe the Rambam holds closer like the Balitosis Vamim and Yavin. At the time, we anticipated maybe the Rambam, but we never gave a final shot of what's the machlokis between the Rambam and the Ravid. Okay? That's a third issue, major issue that's been lurking around our sugya. And if you begin to think about all three of them, there are complicated svaris that are going to be involved with all three of these shitas. And now we're just going for a while, we're just going to follow and listen to our great Rebbe, the Ktzais HaChayshin. And we're just going to learn the Ktzais, start learning the Ktzais, with preparation that hopefully we're going to be able to be miyashev the Shagas Aryeh's cash on the Ritva. A. B. Is we're going to begin to have deeper avonim and what is the Shita, the Balei Tosos of Tarti Boina. What does that mean exactly, Tarti Boina? I can tell you that I've tried to wrap my mind around a few times and every single time I get confused. So maybe the Ktzais will really help us. And number three, get the Ktzais's take on this massive machlokas Rambam and Ravid. And maybe, once we get the Ktzais's take, even if the Ktzais is not going to entirely help us with the Rambam, at the end of the day, maybe begin to give us a framework from which to work to be able to understand what exactly is behind the machlokas Rambam and Ravid. So this is by far the most ambitious thing that we've done this Zman. But I think without for Siyata Deshmaya, it might be well worth it. And first of all, to go through this Ktzais, it's a hard Ktzais. It's not an easy Ktzais. We haven't done a Ktzais yet this year, because we did Ketz and Mevarchin, Rabbi Schwartz, the Bochen in BYU. We were classmates together. So he asked, what are you doing holding the Ktzais? You guys are learning brachas. I said, no. We already finished Ketz and Mevarchin. I said that we managed it kemat cover to cover. He said that he was very impressed. But I told him, no, we're already moved on to Makkos. But that means that this whole year we haven't done one Ktzais. So the truth is, I don't know, this Ktzais is not, when I told some Talmidim to get a Ktzais, this is not the Ktzais that I had in mind as a paradigm of a good Ktzais to learn, because there are Ktzais that are easier. This one's hard. part of me, I feel bad that this is not the best way I want to introduce you to Selah Hashem, but that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu destined it. So, but hang in there. If you hang in there, you'll see it'll be extremely, extremely rewarding. You'll get a taste of the beautiful style of the Ktzais. And then Be'ezer Hashem, I think the issue is in chat that we got stuck in. By Maven Yavin, the most overarching issue of what brings angels together to create a Nimtzei Echad Me'en Kara Pasul, is it Ri'i or Agada, which we constantly have steers back and forth. By Maven Yavin, basically, it's Vav Lamed Aleph versus Vav Lamed Beis. All those things will come together in this discussion. I haven't said anything, David. Yeah. I'm gonna need 3 days of letting the Rishonim and Achrayim to talk before I even say anything. Yeah. Yes, the crunch, absolutely. The crunch of the Machlokas Rambam and Raivid is like this. According to the Rambam, even though there wasn't Haggadah Seydus B'Talkadei Dibur, once Levi and Yehuda are zoomed, we throw out Reuven and Shimon Seydus and we save the Nidom. The Raivid says, Hayitachay, if Levi and Yehuda made it Talkadei Dibur, so then in such a case, then you have the Halach Hachi Zumu as Kulon. And then you could say, Nimtzeach Me'en Kara Pasul. Here you don't have the Halach of Achi Zumu as Kulon. We kill Levi and Yehuda. You don't care about the fact Reuven and Shimon aren't Zumu. Why? Because they're two separate Eidus. If it's two separate Eidus, then it cuts in both directions by Me'en Yavin. And therefore, there's not a Me'en Yavin. And therefore, the Halach should be that the Nidom should be killed. Because Reuven and Shimon are totally separate Eidus. That's the Machlokas Rambam and Raivid. By the way, Rabosai, another point just in learning-wise. The first time we learned this Rambam and Raivid, at least in my mind, even Pashu Pshat in Machlokas. And that's a tremendous point, that if you stick at a sugya and you work on it, and when I mean by that, you work on it, and you go back to the next dose, and then you do chazara on the omelet a few times, many things that weren't clear to you will become clear to you as time goes on. And just because you don't understand something well the first time, doesn't mean that you'll never understand. It just means it's the first time, and it takes a while. And we're going to see that a lot of the things that weren't clear to us in the Rambam and Raivid become a lot clearer as time goes on. And that's the way that learning works. That's a chat that your learning multiplies exponentially. The first time it's not going to be clear. Of course it's not going to be clear. It's new. It takes time to get your bearings, to figure out where you're standing. Yes, I...
Before we start, what was the first issue that deals with?
The first issue that I said, I went in Seder of the Dvarim, was I said the Tzais is going to come back to the problem that we had in the Ritva, that Tzirufa Eidus combines the Eidim, even if it's less than two Eidim, despite the fact that it doesn't become possible. By Maven Yavin we had on Tuesday, we left off with Shagas Aryeh's Kasha on the Ritva. And I claim that when we do this so well, we'll be able to be Miyashin the Shagas Aryeh's Kasha on the Ritva as well. Okay. Now that you're not going to see for a while. That's going to take a little bit of time. Says the Ktzais. By the way, we could have just jumped to the Ktzais. But now I think we'll understand so much more. Once we went through the Rishayim well and so on, then we really, really appreciate it. Okay. Says the Ktzais. The Tarti Ba'ina. We saw in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shita, the Bali Tosas, that you need two. Now, let's talk out. What does it mean that you need two? Meaning two could mean different things. We're talking about that the Bali Tosas disagree and say that even if they were mechavin to be made together, it's not posel necessarily. You need a haggadah to be posel. Says the Ktzais, I have a suffix what that means. Nistapakti. And I think the Ktzais was the first one that formulated to me what I was confused about in the Bali Tosas. What did it mean you need both? I couldn't put my finger around what does both mean. What are the possible permutations? So one way to do is to graph it out, the possible permutations, and be mesubach what those means. That's essentially what the Ktzais does over here. Mistapakti benimtzeach me'en karav apostol. I have a suffix. If you have a karav apostol, shebishas riya kosher haya, bishas riya they were kosher, el bishas hagadah nifsal malvo, but they became apostle bishas hagadah. So what would be the case? So let's talk about a nice case. Reuven and Shimon, we've had liars and murderers and so on and so on. So let's talk about a happy case. By the way, the Nefesh HaChaim says, yes, the Torah wants us to even, when we're learning, we discussed Nefesh HaChaim in the beginning of the year, says the Torah wants us, when we're learning, not to be thinking about Yerushimayim. We want to think about how murderers think, how Ganavim think, and so on and so forth. Not every part of learning is supposed to be thinking about Yerushimayim. And that's what the Nefesh HaChaim brings a raya. He says most of the learning in the Choshen Mishpat is all thinking about how Ganavim think. He says that's one of the proofs that when you're learning, you're not supposed to be thinking about Yerushimayim. So then what about the importance of Yerushimayim? So we discussed that in Nefesh HaChaim. What's the relationship between the two? So now let's not think about Ganavim. Let's think about the following seer. Let's think about what happened if Reuven and Shimon saw an event together, and then whatever it was, whether it was a marriage or it was a murder. And then in the end of the day, you know, Reuven says to Shimon, you're a nice guy. I have my sister. And he marries his sister off to Shimon. And then they're called into court to be meid on that re'iyah. So says the Ktzais, on the Sukkah, where the Baal Eit Osvos would say that if Bishas re'iyah they were kosher, but Bishas Haggadah their posel, will they be posel? Ulefi das haramah, he says, according to the Ramah, that feel lo mitzdarfu kachas bishas riyah, el bishas hagoda namin espatel kol ha'edus. The Ramah that we started with, that's what we started with the first thing in the Mukhe Yosef, that says that the way to reconcile Vameh and Yom and the two sugyas is that hagoda is everything. And hagoda will always be posel. However, the Mishnah is being mechadish that Re'iyah could also be posa. According to the Ramah, that's a davar poshut, that Shas HaGod, if they're posel, will be posa. The Shas HaGod, the Namni is about to call Eidus, the Inker Krob, the Shas HaGodu, the Inker posel is by HaGod, in Kein Archinami, Kim the Shas HaGod, the posel, who is about to call Eidus. He says, according to the Ramah, it's no Shiloh. But the Baal Eit Tosfos, it's not so clear. I will feed that the Eishoimim. The Tarti Bainan, Re'iyo Ve'agada. So what does Tarti Bainan mean? Does Tarti Bainan mean that they need to be apostle at both times to be posel? Or does Tarti Bainan mean either time? And he's going to qualify which way either time means. Either time right now, for our purposes, means even if Bishas Ria they were kosher, but Bishas Haggadah they're posel, they'll also be posel. According to the Ramah, it's clear that we just saw in the Mukhe Yosef that Haggadah is critical. But according to the Baal Eit Tosfos, it's not so clear. Why is it not so clear? So let's try to get back into the words of the Baal Eit Tosfos. Let's look back. The Baal Eit Tosfos had said, Abu Bishvil Ria Lechuda Lo. It says, not only Shas Re'iyah is critical. Because why? Because we saw from the Maskanas HaGemara, B'mikayim Meidavar HaKosim Medaber. So the Haggadah is also critical. That the Haggadah is also necessary to be posel. But does the Haggadah alone posel? That the Baal Eit Tosfos never took sides on. So now the Ktzais is finally addressing what we were struggling with. What exactly is the Shita of Tosfos when Tosfos says Ria Lechudalom? Does it mean that Haggadah itself will be posel? Or Haggadah, that if just because there was a Ria B'Paslos, doesn't necessarily mean that they're automatically posel. You also need Haggadah B'Paslos. But what happens if you would have Haggadah B'Paslos and a Ria B'Kashrus? Maybe in such a case, that would also be considered, then it would be okay. So that's his safek. Alafid Asiye Shomrim, did the Tarti B'Rinon, Ria B'Haggadah B'Hachad B'Shas Ria Kashir, Inkein Lek Haggadah L'Chudeh, V'Anan Tarti B'Inon. V'ipcha, he says, but it doesn't mean I'm the sopik in all directions. In the opposite direction, lo misafkali. That says the ksais is not a sopik. Dehainu, heicha de b'shas ria pasul haya. If b'shas ria, they were pasul. V'kol de mahagada nase kasher, and then they became kasher. L'man damer tarti b'inan, shum de zeh nami chashev hagada b'psul. Kivon de tchiloso b'psul v'sofa b'kashus, pasul. In kein ha'ri ha'shav, nami pasul. He says, if they would start off pasul, then that is a davar pashut. He says, in such a case, once they start off pasul, then nimtzachem ekarvu pasul. When Tosa said tarti ba'inan, there for sure it will pasul the entire cat, even if later on they become kosher. But the opposite direction, that he says, I'm a supik about. Al b'shas ri'iya kosher haya b'zeh asafik. In other words, can have to wait to crunch the ksais. We put it, if you want to put the ksais in one sentence, can haggadah alone, when they're posel, be posel. For sure, ri'iya alone can be posel. But can haggadah alone be posel? What do you think when you look in the words of Bali Tosos? L'chein yir l'rid, gam l'rib yosi l'omrin to do some b'teila. Elodavge ba'osim sh'me'idim ifnei bezdim. Avo b'shvil ri'iya l'chuda lo. The only time we're going to say they're posel is if they're also made b'fnei bezdim. But ri'iya alone, not. By the way, Tamei v'nyavim is just Tamei v'nyavim point. The simple reading of Tosvos, not even so clear what the Tzos had said, Ipchalom is afkali. If b'shas ria they be posel, because of Agoda nasa kosher, so that in such a case it should for sure be posel. But the Tzos, we're going to go with the Tzos' assumptions, that the Tzos is mesupa. When Tosvos says that you need both, if you had a ria b'kosher, the fact that they were pasul ba'agada, is that enough to pasul? That, the Ksai says, is misufik about. Yes?
This way we check if we go, I think it's a kal. Yeah, pasul, because it starts off pasul or ends off kosher, then it's...
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no. Oh, what's why by misufik in the Tosis? Let's discuss that. Because... maybe Tosis is saying that it works on Mafreya. All right, well, you can discuss afterwards. But in a phenomenon, no, let's go with him. Philosophy of Kashrut, so let's run with him. That's fine. Now, I told the Talmidim to skip the Raya, because the Raya is really not related to us. I want to go with the way he assumes. Let's assume his Raya is correct. Let's run with his Raya. So he says like this. He says, in my edition, it's on the first line of Peches, Ela Muchach. Where is it? Where the Talmidim have photocopies?
The first column, the sixth line from the
bottom. The first column, the sixth line from the bottom. Ela Muchach. He says the following: Da filu ayikar shebishas ri'iya, nami nisbatel kol ha'edus. The Ksais concludes that if he was kosher, b'shas ri'iya, it doesn't make a difference. Once b'shas hagadah is pasul, then in such a case, that will pasul it. Afagav the tarti b'ina. Even though we said tarti b'ina. What's the point then of tarti b'ina? Because tarti b'ina is telling us the other direction as well. That if the ri'iya starts off with pasulus, it doesn't matter if that God is the kashrus. Both could be posel. So that's what tarti b'ina means. Both junctured with pasul v'pasul. So Tzais's conclusion is that ri'iya itself that starts out with kashrus is not enough, and the haggadah will also be posel. So what will emerge now? Let's just put it in context. What will emerge is that he's understanding, according to the Bali Tosos, that really there's no stira between the two Gemaras. B'mekayim me'adover could be posel, and Rayim b'chalon could be posel. Either one of those two, nitzach me'adover posel, could be posel. Now, this, I believe, al regel achas, outside of any Rishonim, if I was just doing good dafyomi, that's how I would have answered the Stiris and the Gemaris. I would have said that both could be posel. And that will come out, that's what the Psakim Shulchan Aruch says, to Tarti Ba'ina. What does it mean, Tarti Ba'ina? That either one of those things, whether it's the Re'iyah or the Haggadah, if there's a posel, that will be enough to posel. In many ways, as complex as Ksois is, it's really the Derech HaMelech in the Mineu Be'ah of the Mishnah and Gemara as well. The time of the Hachnosa, okay, all I gave you was a dafyomi pshat, but what's the svara? To call shelo ra'u ke'echa. Anytime they don't see it together, the ri'ya has to be critical. In kein nischalek idusam b'shas ri'ya, v'lo nisbatal ha'edus ha'ksherim, avo pishan itstarfu b'shas ha'gada, mishom dekvar nechleku v'ri'ya. If they don't see anything together, so they're chilukei ha'edus. They're two different katan. Avo hecha shero ke'echot, v'igidu ke'echot, but if they saw together, and they were made together, elosha yikosher b'shas ru'iya, but they were kosher at the time that they saw. In kein, kiva da'al kapon b'shas ha'god anasal pasul. Once their edus is mitzurafat b'shas ri'iya, so then in such a case, and they're made together, so then they were never nechlak, v'lo nechlaka, lo b'ri'iya v'lo b'agada. They're not nechlak, neither in the ri'iya nor in the agada. V'lachein, kiv the b'shas god apostle who nisbatel kol edus b'zeh borur. So the Ktzai says like this, that if you had separate katim of Eidim, so then he entertains the possibility that even if the Haggadah was at the same time, there's still two different katim. But if the Re'iyah was together, even if the Re'iyah was Bekashrus, they're one kat. And once they're Pasul B'Shas Haggadah, so then in such a case, then they'll Pasul each other. But maybe in Yom, I just put this in brackets, it's not then that the Ktzais is only saying that you have two possible zmanim to be posel, either b'shas hagadah or b'shas re'iyah. Rather, you have a re'iyah that's mitzdarev then, and then if there's a re'iyah that's mitzdarev then the hagadah could be posel. Yeah, that's just not maybe in Yom. For everybody, what we have is like this. What is Tarti Ba'ina? Tarti Ba'ina means that if you have a Haggadah Bipsul, automatically that's going to pass possibly. And therefore, even though the Re'iyah was when they were Kasher, the Haggadah is going to be critical as well. Ubazen early the Farish. Time of the Nimsa Echamim Karov Apostle do some Betela. Afopi Shalohi Gidu Kechot. Elokiva duro keachod, nami nisbatel kol edus das kame poskim rishonim. There are many rishonim who hold that once you have re'iyah alone, then that's enough to be pasul. Now, you put a big period over here, ubezen nirali. Now the Ktzois is going to a different group of rishonim. He's no longer being masbir the shita of the Bali Tosos. He's being masbir other rishonim. And those are the Rishonim that all that Re'iyah is a posel alone. Just Re'iyah, even if they don't have Haggadah. So why is it that Re'iyah alone, how does it work that Re'iyah alone is a posel? Now the Rishonim are bothered that doesn't make sense. Because the Gemara says on Vav Amid Aleph that when it comes to Eidim Zomim, Toch Kedei Dibur Pasels, and the Acher Kedei Dibur doesn't passel the whole cat. So we see that it's Haggadah that brings them together. Vamei v'nyamin, who has this kasha? The first sheet of the Bali Tosfos, on Vav Amen Aleph, Dibra Maschil, Amarava. So Psyche is repeating that kasha of the Bali Tosfos. V'ilu gabe edim zalmimin, v'ina shiyadaf gagada kechad. You need a Haggadah together. V'imlo edu toki de dibur edu tzashar, hayemes al mishro kechad. Well, with Tosas Perikama de Makas, how does Tosas answer it? Now, this has not been the Bali Tosas that we've been speaking about up until now, the Tarti Baina. This is the Tosas that held differently. That what's in Mitarit, so Mechalkim Bazem Mishum, the Bikaro Obozel Edusan Emets Vinistarfu Beri'ya. These Bali Tosas hold that Re'ya is enough to be Mitzdarit. I will obey them zomimim, but when it comes to them zomimim, kima de sheker ina, im kema olam lo haisa riyasan ke'achas. We pointed out that edim zomimim, what binds them together, is only the Haggadah. It can't be the riyah, because the riyah never happened. Okay, that's the Bali Shita of the Bali Tosis. The Shita of the Bali Tosis is that riyah is what joins together for Pasul, but when it comes for Edim Zomim, it can't be Re'iya, it's Haggadah. That brings them together. This is the, so it's just fleshing out the sheet of the Bali Tosis. What he's going to do now is he's going to point out that the Shach asks a bomb Kasha on the Rambam based on this Yisod that seems to be obvious. What's the obvious Yisod? That when it comes to Edim Zomim, and what binds them together? Haggadah. Everybody agrees it's Haggadah. Everybody agrees it's Haggadah. If everybody agrees it's Haggadah, the Shach has a bomb Kasha on our Rambam. Now first of all, let me just show you, I never showed it to you inside. So let me show you the shach inside. This is a dramatic shach. By the way, the king of Halacha is the Sifsei Kohen, just a two-minute commercial. The shach is absolutely spooky for those of us who are getting older. The shach is one of the greatest Gaonim and Poskim in the history of Klal Yisrael. The shach passed away at age 41. By age 41, he had written a monumental pirush on Choshen Mishpat and Yoredeya, which changed Psak forever. The Shach, the Psak, the Kabbalah that I have from my Rabbein is that when the Machlok is Shach and Taz, we follow the Shach. The Shach is just awesome, both in terms of his Gaonis and in terms of his Bikis. It's absolutely mind-boggling. And the Shach, when he makes up his mind, which sheet is right, and then he brings 15 rights to prove that he's right. It's one of the most awesome Sfarim in the history of Torah. So the Shach over here decided who he thought was right, the Machlok was Rambam and right. And he says that there's no defense of the Rambam. Take a look at the punchline. Let me just show you the punchline. It starts Umuchach Mikol Zeh on the second column on Reish Gimel in your photocopy. He says that the Rambam is wrong in the Machlokas that we had in Perichah Halach Gimel to Rambam and Raivin. Here's the sensational line. He says right above the bold Gam, which is about 20 lines from the bottom. He says with the Mahani al Maharam al Shaker. The Maharam al Shaker tries to defend the Rambam. Shemevi Rai Migdalos. He says something very, very sharp against the Migdalos. And then he says, a little bit above. The Elu Hayar Rama, five lines above Gam. Dilu haya Rambam atzmoy kayam. He said that the Rambam will be alive today. Haya mode. Bikam l'divrei harayis. Says after the raya, the Shach says after the raya that I brought, I have no doubt that the Rambam would be chayzer. Okay, why is the Shach so convinced? So the Shach has a brilliant raya. The Shach says like this: when do Adam Zomim join together, Rabbosai? Adam Zomim can't join together b'shas raya. The raya never happened. Shimon and Reuben did see it. Levi and Yehuda never saw it. So Levi and Yehuda were never joined together, Reuben and Shimon. If that's so, let's go back to Perichov Halacha Gimel. Says the Rambam, if you have Reuben and Shimon that are made against the Nidon, and it turns out Levi and Yehuda are liars, and Reuben and Shimon testified at different times. Achar kedei dibur. So halacha is, says the Rambam, we say once Levi and Yehuda are batel, so everything is batel. Why? How? Asks the Ravid. Basically, the Shach brings many rayas that the Ravid svar is 100% correct. If the Bali Tosfos already told us above that there's a fundamental difference between Nitzach HaMeam Karov Apostle versus Adam Zomimin. Adam Zomimin, what brings the Adam Zomimin together for the Halach of Achi Yizumu Eskulam? The only thing that brings them together is the Haggadah. The Ria can't bring it together because they never happened. So says the Shach. The Maram al-Shaker's defense doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. And that's what the Ksos quotes from the Shach. Umizeh hisig ha-Shach al-Maram al-Shaker. Sherotz l'kayim psak ha-Rambam. The Maram al-Shaker tries to defend the Rambam. Back into the Ksos. Di'i he'idu, it's kedai to do the whole Shach from Umuchach mikolzeh. But for our purposes, we're doing the Ksos. Umizeh hisig ha-Shach al-Maram al-Shaker. Shirotz l'kayim psak ha-Rambam. Di'i he'idu l'achek kedai dibur. Dani zomin erogin. Ve'edush hashar batul mishum nimtze echem yam karav apostle. Ve'hissing Allah. Te'egab eim zon lo shayach riya ke'echad. Kiwa de lo ayetz al riya me'olam. It's a bomb kasha. Says, how could it possibly be? There was never a riya to bind them together. Oh, so what's the Ksais doing? The Ksais says like this. Everybody agrees Haggadah is critical. Everybody agrees Haggadah is critical. Just like I got through saying above, says the Ksais, that even if they started out as being a kosher, the Ria was the kashrus, Haggadah is also important. V'horayah, when it comes to Adam Zomim, you can't explain anything in Adam Zomim without a Haggadah. So when it comes to Adam Ksheir, and when it comes to an Imtzachman Karav Apostle, so even though Ria could also be posel, it's a Dover Parshut that Haggadah would be posel as well. Okay? So that's what he says is Lechura the Svara. However, the Ksais is honest. Omnom mi etneinu l'das l'farish ha-Mishnah. But what about the Mishnah of Vav Amabes? That says that Re'iyo binds together even by Adim Zalmimin. In other words, even though the Ravid and the Marat, the Shach make 100% sense, that it doesn't make sense to say that Re'iyo binds them together, only Haggadah. The problem is there is a Mishnah that seems to say that that Re'iyah is also critical. Oh, then maybe, then we're going to see the Ksais is showing that it's not just Re'iyah, it's not just Haggadah. See, both are critical. Amnam, mi etneni ladas l'farish ha-Mishnah sham. But there's a Mishnah on Vav Amud Beis. Hayishnayim ra mechalon zeh. Edus and Kayabas. Umachil Gesh Penadama, Ben Ron, Mechalon Echo, Domish Nechalonas. Domechalon Echo, Nami, Meolam Lo Ro. When it comes to them looking from either Chalon, we say that they need to be considered together. But he asks on himself the same Kasha, the Shagis Aryeh asks. But wait a second. Did they ever really see each other? They never did see each other. What's the answer to that question? The answer is that somehow we can consider it as if they were roe each other, that they did see each other. I don't know how, we're going to need to be Masbir, but we say that we consider them as if they did see each other. Val korcha, sarich lomar, gabe edim zomim, nami mahani itstarfus ariyo keachod. And of course, he doesn't entertain the Shagasari's notion that the Mishnah is only talking about Karav Apostles, not talking about Edim Zomim. He's going like all the Rishonim, the Ritva, Rashi, and Tosos, that say that what binds them together is even for the Halachas of Edim Zomim. By the way, Rabosai, I see many Talmidim of Baruch Hashem with me. My radar is saying that maybe what I should do is stop now and allow for a chazar up until now and continue tomorrow. How many Talmidim want me to stop now? How many Talmidim want me to continue on? How many Talmidim want me to stop now? How many Talmidim want me to continue on? Okay, so let's continue. He asks the Shagas Aryeh's kasha, the same kasha the Shagas Aryeh had asked. Now what he's going to do is use the Shagas Aryeh's kasha. He's going to answer it. We're going to need to be masber what the Psoisis Teretz is. He's going to be miyashev the Shagas Aryeh's kasha. No one makes reference to the fact that this is a Shagas Aryeh. That's our hosafa to the Olam HaTorah. That the Psois. Oh wait. I did see someone, but it's not the Solna Fursam. I did see someone that made that. Essentially, Psois asks the Shagas Aryeh's kasha, and he's going to use this in the context of understanding the Rambam. And what's going to happen is the Rambam is no longer going to be so crazy anymore. Even though the Ksois in the end he's not going to pass like the Rambam, but the Rambam's not going to be so crazy. Val korchach tzarech lomar. You have to say that our assumption that we've made, that when it comes to Edim Zomim, that Re'iyah is inconsequential, it's not true. Gabeim zomim nami mahani et starfus ariyo keachot. Vim kein, gam kie idu la'achar kidei dibur. Nami name of the apostle kola edus, mishum nimtze karo apostle. Leman da omar b'ri'iyo l'chud sagi. If that would be so then in such a case, even if the Hagodas edus takes place, achar kidei dibur, it will be enough to pasul. Just like by Edim Zomimim. The law is, that's enough to passel, according to the Rambam, even if it's after Kedei Dibur. So too, says the Ktzais, the same will be in regards to my original Safek, that it will be enough to passel, even if the Agadas Edus was even after Kedei Dibur. V'lachei nireh, degam bezomim in shayach tziruf ri'iyah. And you have to say that tziruf ri'iyah is enough, even according to the Rambam. U'kemoshe kosav ha'bach b'yishuv d'rei Rambam. And that's the yisod of the Bach. In other words, to put it in our terms, just like we saw from the Ritva, that tziruf ri'iyah is enough to combine them together, the Rambam's going to also hold that way, that Tziruf Re'iyah is enough to be able to combine them together. And the Bach learns that Levi and Yehuda claim that they saw Reuven and Shimon. And for those of you who are following the horrors of your fellow Talmidim, Eitan pointed out that Reuven and Shimon don't have to testify that they saw Levi and Yehuda. It's enough if Levi and Yehuda say that they saw Reuven and Shimon. Avogad the Osan Jews when Ain't Omer Memes, V'lon itzdar for riyad she'eidu v'bezen haytaim olom aniyel gabi onish hazama. For the onish of hazama, clearly we would say that they're not entirely combined. Aval inyan she'eidu san b'teila kivan she'afilu also shuzma omre emeseyanu ela she'uzamnu havele shapir tzira for riyah. It's enough. V'eidu san b'teila, and the eidus is bottle. Kilo free divrayim itzdar for v'shas riyah v'havele echad eidus. So now, what has the Ksais done? The Ksais has done like this. He's accomplished two things. Number one, he's given a universal svara. And that universal svara is that Haggadah is enough to be mitzarev Eden. On the one hand, that's clear from the Gemara of Tov Kedei Dibur. On the other hand, Re'iyah can also be posa. Both. Once I say that, says the Ksais, that Haggadah could be posa, or Re'iyah could be posa, in terms of the halach of Nimtza Echameyam Karavu posa, I will show you that this is not only in a simple case, where you have Reuven and Shimon, that Reuven realized they like Shimon, and he marries off his sister to Shimon, but that Yisod is even true in a case that at first glance didn't make sense to anybody. And that is where the Shach said that the Rambam is totally wrong and the Rambam doesn't make any sense. Because the Rambam had a case in which he combined Edom Zomim together where Edom Zomim don't exist together. Why would they never exist together? Because it didn't happen. Reuben and Shimon are telling the truth. Levi and Yehuda weren't there. So asks the Ravid and the Shach, how could it possibly be? And the Shach Mamish makes almost litzanas from it. By the way, the Shach is even sharper against someone else who defends the Rambam. I felt even uncomfortable saying the Shach's words. But there's someone else who defends the Rambam that the Shach totally is mevatel. If you read it, I'm giving you incentive to read over the Shach. I know, otherwise, it's not massive matter. But so the Shach said he can't. He's the Rambam. He's mechabit. So he says the Rambam would be here after these riots. After these riots, the Rambam would be choiser. But the Shach and the Rambam have fantastic times. What's going on? So says the Ktzais. The Re'iyah binds together even by Edom Zaymim. Even by Edom Zaymim it binds together. He says you can't explain the Rambam any other way. And both, therefore, could be posel. Either the Riyah or the Haggadah. Because the Rambam had the Eid Zalman being posel, even in what case? Even if it was after Ketol Kedei Dibur, had Apostle Reuben and Shimon. So we see Riyah's posel. Why? Why did the Rambam assume that way? It's a Mishnah on Vav on the base. That we say that there's Tziruf HaEidim in our Mishnah, the way the Bali Tosfos had learned on Vav on the Beis, that there's Tziruv HaEidim when Reuven and Shimon and Levi Yehuda are made on the same thing, and one of the groups says they saw the other. So what do we see? We see even if the Haggadah is done, La'achar Kedei Dibur, the Mashmos of the Mishnah is, that Roi Mechalon is Mitzdarit. And according to most Rishonim, that's Halach and Zalman. And therefore, the Ksai says, Re'iyah could pasul, and Haggadah could pasul. Both are going to be posel. And the proof of it is that the Rambam himself holds that way, and the Rambam is not crazy like everybody thought he was. The only thing is, what is the pshat? What does the Ksai mean, that Tziruf works? How do you have a Tziruf Re'iyah here? How do you have a Tziruf Re'iyah over here? Reuben and Shimon, we believe them. They're telling the truth. Levi and Yehuda are not telling the truth. They weren't there. The fact that Levi and Yehuda say that they there should be inconsequential. How does it work? So who answered this question, how it works? The Ritva. The Ritva said, Reuven said he was there. The Shagasari asked on him. And the Shagasari disagrees with the Pesach's whole approach. He says, we're not talking about Ein Zon, we're only talking about Karav Upasul. He says, but you have Yisachar and Zvul and say Beferish, what Reuven said is not true. So we should throw out Reuven entirely, and then we should pass up the entire cow. So here, how many of you have this edition? Just a couple, tell me. Here, the Stipler is Masbir the Pesach. Yes, it's quoted in the Ban Melu'e Choshen. In the Melu'e Choshen, it's quoted. The Stipler was Miyashev, is Masbir the Pesach. And we're going to see that the Stipler's Hezber is also going to save the Ritva. Okay? And the Stipler says what I told to Rav Josh. I was thrilled to see that. I told to Rav Josh and Rav Zev afterwards. The Stipler doesn't even say in the Ritva. He says it to be Masbir the Pesach Achoshen, but I think it's the answer. I'm not going to say it on my own. Let the Stipler speak for himself. It's in Simon Zion in Makkos. In the new edition, Simon Zion. In the old edition, Simon Vav. But now edition, Simon Zion. He writes the following. What's that? Yeah, you can follow along over there if you have. Ela de inyan sirif de shas hagada ena nasa al yidei zeh bilvad shei magidin edusam betok de dibur. The hatsiruf nasa al yidei zeh shahabezdin mitzarfan umikabel osam betur kat achas. Habezdin mikabel betur kat achas. It's a halacha in bezdin. The kolzek ishom shiro biyachat. The Stipler says that the halacha of tziruf is not only. Stipler goes further. I said it was videotape. The Stipler says it's Bezdin's videotape. It's how Bezdin processes the kat. If Bezdin hears that some of the Aden claim that they saw each other, then by definition, that's enough to combine them. That would be enough to combine them. So the halacha of the Tziruf is a halacha in Bezdin. That when Bezdin hears, when Reuven or Shimon or Levi or Yehuda say that they saw each other, then Bezdin puts it into one kat. Is it a chidush? It's a massive chidush. But that's what you have to say, is a pshat over here. And if you take a look, the Milu'e Choshen says that that's what the Ksais meant. That's what the Ksais means over here. Havele Shapir Tziruf Re'iya Yefemot. So now, what emerges is the following. The way in which the Ksais brings out the idea that both Re'iya and Haggadah is critical is from the fact that we see that both of these things play a role, and it's Mefurish in the Mishnah of Vav Amud Beis, and you see that the Ksais was already bothered by the Shakas Aryeh's Kasha, and he says it's not a problem at all, that Tziruf works even when they contradict each other. And that makes sense then when it comes to Edim Zomim, that we're mitstarif them as a kat, even though in Hilchas HaGadah's Eidus, we would not be mitzareif them. And therefore, we come back to his Yisod, that if you have a posel in either the Haggadah or the Re'iya, then that will be enough to pass. Now, the Ksais is going to conclude with a whammy. But that I'm going to leave for tomorrow. We're going to leave the ending of the Ksais. What I want to, again, bring out from here is the Ksais, by the way, I'll give you a hint. The Ksais is not going to pass like this Rambam. But what he's done is, he's now, no longer does the Rambam look silly. If you think about it, however you're going to be miyashev the pshat in the Mishnah, that's what the Ksais has pointed out. However you're going to explain how the tziruf is going to work in the Mishnah is the way you explain the tziruf in the Rambam. And that's part of the Ksais's whole agenda. The Ksais's whole agenda is to show that it's neither just Re'iyah nor just Hagada. Both of them have the ability to be posel, and that comes back to his original Shaila. What happens if you start off with a kat that's kosher and then became posel in the Hagada? That'll also be posel. He says the same thing in the opposite direction as well. If the Hagada was kasher, the kashrus, but the Re'iyah was bepaslus, even if it was a Re'iyah bepaslus al yidei, something that's illogical, like we had the case of Ein Zomer, that's enough to pasul, like we learned in the Shita Sarah. The Ksais is then going to conclude, though, he thinks that in the Rambam's case, he would pasul against the Rambam, like the Shach, but for a totally different reason that we're going to see Beis Hashem tomorrow. I'll take one question, and then I want to get one Dvar Halacha in before I take two questions. Yes, sir.
I don't understand the way this type is Masbir, though. Because, fine, the purpose of the one guy who says it is a videotape for Beis Din. But Lamaiso, once they're assumed, we found out that videotape for Beis Din is false, so why is it still out?
Right. So the answer is that it's not even a Gedera Emes. It's not part of the Gedera Emes. It's how we process the din.
So we process them together.
Exactly.
False.
Exactly. That's how I understand what the Stipler is saying. Correct. I think, and that's, by the way, by Maven Yavin, that's the only way to be Masbir the Ritva either.
So we're pop. So they're Masbir based on a claim, not on truth.
Exactly. Exactly. And that, and the Stipler's, and that's how the Lulei Choshen says. That's what the Kesais is saying as well. Otherwise, it's very hard to understand anything else. And I think what our Osafa to Olam HaTorah is, that has to be the Pshat according to Ritva either. Because otherwise, the Shagasari's couch is too strong. And that will be Pshat Rashi. Rabbosai, let's do a couple of halakos. I said two questions.
How is it possible that Meir would be posel by his owners to say that the Edom weren't there, one of the groups?
So that's what we were being miyashit. And we were saying that Bezdin, since they come as one kat, because they're made on the same event, and even more than that, one group of them said they saw each other, Bezdin processes it as one kat.
Right.
Now the Ksaisa says as a Dara Pasha, once one of them says that they saw each other, even though ultimately they were Zoom, but they agree with what Reuven and Shimon says, that makes them one together. The Stipler explains better. Look up the Stipler. He says that Tzira Vaedus, the Stipler is the second paragraph in the Stipler, Simon Zayin, that Tzira Vaedus is enough, that Tziruf is enough. Why? Because from Bezin's perspective, they're Mitzdarif them together. I tried to see if I can find Ryan's this idea. I suspect that this is the MS Lamito. That this makes a lot of sense. That's the best way, and that's the, and the Shagasari Lanias Daiki went too far. You know, the Shagasari, he was Cholik and all the Rishonim have to be Masbir differently. So Ksais is does a beautiful job. A clarification from last time's halacha.